The Power of Prayer, coming off this last weekend of remembering and celebrating the resurrection of Christ on Easter. We just before Easter, we had a show on prayer, and we decided to carry over to today because so many people are sharing with us stories of how God has answered prayer in their lives or what they're praying about right now. We wanted to continue that today. This is into the mystical part, and sometimes that part of our relationship with God that we can't touch. You know, we pray it. It's by faith, and we connect with our Heavenly Father, and yet we see results, and we see God moving. And sometimes He's quiet, sometimes He's loud, and we just have this opportunity to communicate with God. And just to remind you that we're commanded to pray. And last week I mentioned I was going to share the prayer of Jesus before the cross. And I'll do that today. We're coming up a little bit later in the show. If you would like to share a comment, you can do that. Also thanking those of you who have been praying for us and for this ministry and for this very special time coming up for the ministry, when so many people are saying, hey, I want to be a part of the family and be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. Thank you for your prayers. All right, let's get to the calls. Amanda is in Arizona. Hi, Amanda.
Yeah. Hi. I actually just stumbled back onto your radio station just this week, driving to NICU to see my twin girls that were born last month. They were born 14 weeks early, so we have a long journey. But, you know, the praise and prayer requests are both for the girls. We found out that we were pregnant in September, found out it was twins in October, found out in November that there was a likelihood that we could lose one or both of the girls. In December, I thought I was miscarrying, and thankfully, by God's grace, we did not miscarry. But in January, we discovered that we had even more complications with the pregnancy, resulting in needing to go into the hospital. And during this process, we were offered by medical professionals multiple times to terminate the pregnancy or to cut off the cord of the weaker of the two twins. But today, both of them are still here. They're a little over a month old. One of them, the weaker of the two, her name is Ruby. She still has many health challenges that she's working through, but at 3 weeks of life, had a successful surgery that surgeons and doctors were not expecting for it to go so well. And she's still hanging on. She's breathing better than her sister is. Her sister Lily is doing well as well, but may also need a surgery. But by the grace of God, He has sustained both of those girls and has uplifted myself, my husband, and our 2.5-year-old, and surrounded us with an amazing church out here in Arizona.
All right, so you're asking us, and we're going to send out to our friends all around the world, frankly, who are tuning in to pray for Ruby and Lily, correct?
And Lily, yeah, that is correct.
Ruby and Lily, and they're 3 weeks old, and they're continuing to progress there in the NICU, and we're praying for you too. How are you doing, Mom?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. You said on your Thursday recording that it's like a black dark glass sometimes.
Yes.
You know, I described it to a friend recently that I feel like I'm trudging through tar, black, sticky tar. And I know that the Lord is there and He's pulling me along and He's sustaining us.
Amen.
And if the Lord's will is to take one of these girls, I know that they'll be with Him. And I'm confident in that. Obviously, waves of emotion.
That's understandable.
But I know that the Lord is with us.
Well, let me pray for you, Amanda. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Lord, I do pray for Amanda. I'm glad she found the station. She's got brothers and sisters listening here and around the world who are praying for her right now. Praying for that little Ruby. She's fighting for her life, and Lily that's coming up behind her, and that the two of them would continue to thrive and that they'd have an opportunity to look back at some point and say, hey, it was right there that we really understood the power of prayer. But I know Mom's heart here, Amanda, is just wants your will. And I know that her desire is for these two little ones to grow and thrive and continue on in this life. Well, that's what we pray for. And we give all this to you and medical professionals and all the things being done to help in the process. Well, thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, Amanda. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you stumbled on us. No accident, by the way.
No, not at all.
All right. We'll be here for you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Jennifer, that brought some tears to your eyes. Isn't that why we're here? I mean, we're just part of this journey and everybody's going through. So we're either in the middle of an issue or coming out of an issue or, and without community and without Christ, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. And Amanda, you continue to be such a brave mom. You have that mom's heart and I have a mom's heart and I felt yours and I'll be praying for your little babies too.
That's good.
But hang in there and I'm so glad you found the station and we hope that you continue to join us because we love you. And God loves you and loves those babies too.
Now see, what's happening is Jennifer's crying in there and now she's not going to be able to see our master control board and push the wrong button. All right. I know you'll do fine. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Let me move on here. We're going to Sarah in Michigan. Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Sounds like you're in the waiting game right now, huh?
Yep. Yep.
What's going on?
I went in for a pelvic exam because I was having some issues. I'm 36 years old. I have a 9-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a husband, a wonderful husband. And just praying for healing because I am now waiting for that result because it could possibly be cancer.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of on a waiting game, you know. So we're just waiting for the test results. And I don't have, like, the best area where they can read those right away. There's like a lack of radiologists, I believe she said. So we're just going to have to wait and most likely we will have to wait until next week. So just prayers for healing because I have a lot of pain every morning and throughout the day and I'm homeschooling my 9-year-old and I'm just started doing that. And my husband just started a new job and, you know, it's just starting to get a little heavy, but we have a lot of people praying for us. All and right. I thought I'd just call you and have more people praying.
All right. Well, that's what we can do. We can send that out to pray for Laura, pray for Sarah rather in Michigan, waiting for those test results. The Bible tells us, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And just continuing to trust him. It's a good reminder from Galatians and many other verses in scripture. But you just now had several hundred people, I'm sure, breathing a prayer and with constant prayer for you, Sarah, in Michigan, that God's will be done and that you'll find strength through the process, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, glad you're listening. 36 years old, mom, wife. Hey, listen, the world in which we live, the fallenness of the world in which we live is no respecter of persons. You know, the scripture says it comes that bad things can come to good and evil, evil people and good people. It's just, it's the world in which we live. Accidents occur, cells that go awry and cancer, disease and other things. But our hope is in him. And I know that for some listening that you wrestle with that, man, if I could feel him and touch him and that'd make a difference, you know, just like Thomas. I'm not going to believe unless I can see and touch the holes in his hand. But you know what? He's very real. And we've got the testimonies of people here sharing that should be continued evidence and encouragement of that fact. All right. We're talking about one more, and then we'll take a break. Okay. Let me go to Veronica in New Mexico. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Is this a prayer need or a prayer praise?
You know what? Well, you know, I think, you know, it's both, I guess. What? One, I just want to praise God for my salvation. I believed on Christ and followed in baptismal Mother's Day of 23. And I'm just really grateful. He's really changed my life and just given me a lot of victory over a life of addiction. So my prayer is, Randy, is that there would be a restoration in my family. I have some now adult young ladies in my family, and there's still a lot of hurt there.
So these are that, like your daughters, these are daughters that would be creating, there's tension because of the life you've lived and up to this point?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to, honestly, Randy, I'm trying to lead, you know, a God-honoring life. But it's really, really hard after the mistakes I've made.
Yeah.
And trying to ask them to trust me or even take my advice after, you know, after living a life that wasn't God honoring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I no longer have to live that life, and that he's changing me a little bit by little bit. I've gotten a lot of victories, even over smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, that's good.
Like even something as hard or difficult as that. But I made some bad decisions and some bad choices throughout my life that I never had victory over, and it wasn't until I found Christ that I started to get those victories. And I've lost a lot of I've had a lot of loss. Between friendships and some deaths in the family, including my son in 2011, and then more recently my father. And
but Veronica, yeah, you're in a better place now than you were a year ago.
Yes, definitely. It's so hard, Randy, and it's hard to lead now adult children in the right direction without mm-hmm. being hypocritical, because I'm like, how can I lead after what I've done, what I've already taught them or showed them?
Well, the answer to that is just the reality of your mom loves you, and don't do what I did. Because here's the results of it. You've seen it. You see it in my life. And so that's the only advice they need. They see your life. As parents with adult children, our job is not to, I think our job to be the instructor and the teacher. That at this point, it's more who we are. What's our relationship like with them? I mean, your kids aren't dumb. You didn't raise dumb kids. And your girls will see you and look at you and say, hey, mom's changing and her life is changing. There's something going on in her life. I would encourage you as a brother in Christ, don't feel like your past negates your opportunity to be different in the future. I think so many people, when we've been at the low point in our life, and we've got people all across the country listening. Some of you have done everything you can imagine, sexually and drugs and addiction and lifestyle and cheating, whatever. I mean, you can name them all. And listen, God is a God of forgiveness. You look at these characters in Scripture. Some of these guys and women came from the pit. They were at the bottom of the pile. I mean, you got the Apostle Paul, Saul, his former name. I mean, he was out persecuting the believers. David was a murderer. Lives are transformed. And when we do, when that happens through Christ, we need to understand that that's the moment we got to get intentional in our life. We're talking intentional living. Intentional living is kind of all about the future. You know, we don't have a very big rearview mirror in our intentional living center here. We just take a glance now and then to say, thank you, Lord, for getting me around that one. I'm not going back there, but moving forward. And so I encourage every person today, no matter if your life has been on top of the pile throughout your lifetime or at the bottom of the barrel. Today's the day that things can change in your life. Now I'm preaching. But it can. It really can. So I encourage you, Veronica, praise God for the restoration. You're a new creation in Christ. Stay in Scripture. Keep growing. And just see what happens. Pray for those girls. All right, let's take a break. Overtime here. I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I came across Intentional Living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
As we approach our spring fundraiser, support the Ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you're making a difference in the ministry, and right now, we're praying about in the several days ahead here that we could see a great gathering of people who will come and stand with us, maybe you for the first time, and be a part of the ministry with your monthly support. We're down to the wire now. And when you join us monthly, we got a special drawing. You'll be included in that. But also, you will receive automatically access to our exclusive site for the digital content that we put up in a on this platform just for our members, of past teaching for the last couple of years, my monthly teaching, plus the new ones that I've been working on. I'll be putting up there shortly some new things that'll encourage you in your journey, because we love you and we thank you for your support. How do you do that? Hey, you can call us during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or you can go to theintentionallife.com and help us have a great launch to this campaign we have over the next several days of bringing in those who say, hey, I want to be a part of Intentional Living right now. Would you help us? You can make a big difference today. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thelma is in Texas talking prayer today. Hi, Thelma. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Looks here like you have a prayer. What's your prayer today?
My prayer is for my son that is raising 4 kids on his own.
Mm.
Well, not really by himself, but anyway, they are 1, 2, 5, and 6. He's self-employed. He owns a mobile wash company. And the business is not going great because I think it's like a seasonal thing. Texas is really weird on the weather. So anyway, my son's job is not going so well, but he's still determined that he wants to do this business.
When you think of everything, Selma, as a mom, what would be your prayer for him, though, specifically? You would pray, I pray that my son, what?
I pray that my son will, I don't know, I've been so stressed about this.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying. Yeah, there. Say that again. I pray my son will what?
I pray that he will come to his senses, that he will realize that this job, it hasn't been working for him, and that he will actually go look for a real job that will pay every day instead of living. He lives a daily life off of what he makes daily.
Yeah, do you get drawn into it financially?
Yes, I do. And then now it's causing problems too, you know, with my marriage life and my own life. And now he's living with me and my husband, which is his stepdad. But now he's living with us, and I'm taking care of the kids. He gets up in the morning and goes to do his car washing business at 7 in the morning after he drops the kids off at school, the 5 and 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he doesn't come back home until 8 or 9 in the evening. So I've already picked up the kids from school. I'm taking care of the two babies all day long. I'm feeding them. I give them snacks. I feed them dinner, and then I'll bathe them and wash their clothes and put them in bed. And I'm raising these kids again. Now I'm raising kids again.
Do you resent that a little bit?
I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I do it because they're my grandkids.
No, I hear you. No, I'm just asking the questions I kind of already know the answer, but I'm asking the questions. I think what you're wrestling with, you started by saying, pray for my son. I think what you're saying is, hey,
yes.
I want my son to, I think I'm hearing, grow up and do the next right one thing.
Grow up
and see he's got this responsibility and make some better decisions.
Yeah. And I want to be a grandparent to my grandkids.
Sure.
I don't want to be their parent. I don't want to raise them.
Have you told your son these things?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're kind of covered. I love you, Thelma. You're a grandma. I hear your heart. I'm a grandfather. I understand this. I'm with you 100%. But maybe it's time not only to have the prayer for your son, but you have the talk with your son.
Yes.
Because the prayer is good. And but listen, we need to pray for, but we also need to talk. And I say this because, you know, sometimes, come on, Christians, we're all part of the family here. Sometimes we pray about things we know what we're supposed to be doing, and we should stop praying and go do it. Hello? Because there's things that we don't have control of. Wasn't St. Francis Assisi who said, know the difference between the things I can pray, I can control and I can't, and Lord, give me the wisdom to know the difference, as a paraphrase. But that's a reality. So I don't know, Thelma, if that helps, but I pray for your son, but I think maybe you need to pray for yourself to say, Lord, give me the courage to sit down with my son who I love and I cherish, my grandkids, but I think it's time that we have the talk.
I've been doing that for 2 weeks now, asking myself, please, Lord, give me the strength, give me the strength, give me the strength.
There you go.
Just when I think I'm fixing to talk to him, and I'm like, last night, I told my husband, okay, I'm fixing to have a talk with him. I couldn't. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where the words wouldn't. I was worried that the words weren't going to come out right, and then he's going to tell me, oh, you don't want us here, and you don't love my you don't love the grandkids. I guess we'll just leave. And it's because I feel like, oh my gosh, okay, that didn't say that right. No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah. Well, I would just encourage you from my experience of working with families over the years, and you write your opening sentence to what has to be said, and then you trust God for the rest and stay on the high road. It's not about you. This isn't about you. You've opened your door, your heart, your home, your pocketbook, and you're helping them. The question is about him. I would probably say something like, son, what is your future? Where are you going? This isn't working right now. And boy, we're glad to help, glad to have you here, but we're concerned. We can only do so much. And I'm getting worn out. And frankly, I don't want to be raising the kids at this stage in my life. I love you and I want to be a part of it. I want to support you, but I can't be the main parent. What are your plans? And I keep the ball in his court. Anyway, that's my part. All right, we're going to run out of time here, aren't we? Chris is in Arizona. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm good, Dr. Randy, right?
Yes. Appreciate your call. What are you praying about?
So I'll try to not fall apart on you. but been having some health issues for myself and my fiance that are becoming quite overwhelming.
How long has this been going on?
For me, since September of last year. For my fiance, pretty recently, where some tests came back, and she's going to end up having to go to a specialist for something dealing with her liver. I just left the doctor today. I'm 40 myself, just as of March 20th, and it's gotten to the point where they're referring me to a hematologist and oncologist to see if I have cancer.
Mm. That's probably pretty scary. I mean, that C word is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a believer? Are you following Christ, Chris?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Did this kind of blindside you, this whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, if you were to, you know, rewind 7 months ago and kind of get a picture of my life, you know, my fiance has two boys, 14 and 18. You know, I would coach their basketball teams and baseball teams and go to the gym, you know, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And now I can barely get around to walk the dogs.
Wow. Now you have support for yourself, you and your fiancé? Do you guys have family and support structure?
I'm not close with my family. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of issues with the dynamic between her and my family and my fiance.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a long story, but
hopefully that'll break down. How about church? Are you involved in a church, Chris?
I am. Yeah, I go to a local church. An ex-coworker of mine actually brought me in about a year ago, and I've been going pretty regularly.
Hey, listen, get plugged in there. Listen, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for everyone in a moment here as we wrap it up. But pray for Chris. This is a young guy, 40 years old, his fiance, and hey, listen, like we said, life can blindside us at any time. You need to stay in community, Chris. And, of course, you want to get your answers. But if you're a follower of Christ, reality is greater is he that is in us than he's in the world. God's with you. And I'm very sorry that you're facing this. And we'll pray that God will give you strength through it. Lord, I pray for each of these we've talked to today and last week. So many people that didn't get through on the lines and thousands of others who would call if they could and tell us a story of prayer need in their life. Lord, we love you, and we just trust you for the day, this day. This is all we've been guaranteed. We trust you for this one. We pray for strength and courage for all that we've heard from today. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.